Okay, today is Thursday, the 14th of January, 2021, at 8:05 a.m., and it is presently 43 degrees outside. This is a field report part three of impeaching the president from yesterday. This is part three. In parts one and two, I talked about, in part one, I talked about the impeachment process. In part two, I talked about the problem and a bit of the solution. This is part three. I want to talk more about the solution. The solution to the whole world's problems is Jesus. This would be Jesus according to Scripture, according to the Holy Bible, the Scripture of Truth, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God. The supreme God who created all other gods. There is no other God above Yahweh God. He created all other gods, including those that rebelled and set up their own little kingdoms, such as Moroni, the rebel. Moroni, Angel Moroni, is a rebel god who rebelled against Yahweh. And so was Lucifer, who is a cherub who rebelled against Yahweh. And Yahweh God is one God being, is three persons being one God. That would be the Father, who is above all, the Son of God, who always has been and always was, and the Lord Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But God sent his Son Jesus, live a righteous and perfect life. He died on a cross for the sins of the world. He was resurrected from the dead by the power of the living God. And before he ascended, he said that he was given all authority in heaven and on earth. So that means that everything that's happened on the earth since he ascended to heaven in the presence of witnesses has happened because of his authority. Either he made it happen or he let it happen. One of those two. And by his authority, history has unfolded the way it has for two primary purposes. One, to fulfill all the scripture, and two, to save dead men, women, and children from hell. And when I say dead, I don't mean physically dead, I mean spiritually dead, people who don't know who God is. Jesus said that he was the only way to the Father. And the only way that anyone can go into heaven after they die is by a belief in Jesus as Messiah and Lord. So this is the doctrine that needs to be preached and proclaimed into the world. And in fact, it needs to be preached and proclaimed into hell, both spiritually and physically, spirit space and earth space. And as this doctrine is preached and proclaimed, then it will be a light that will dispel the darkness of hell and destroy the works of the devil, according to Scripture. And so basically, the goal of the church, by the leading of and power of the Lord Holy Spirit, is to glorify the head of the church, that would be Jesus, Son of the Living God. So let's see. Others have done this much more eloquently than I. So I am going to attach a song to this report, which will become part of it. It's called, the title of the song is simply "He Is" by a father and son duo. I think the father's son is Aaron, and the father's name is Aaron, the son's name is Jeffrey. Together, they just call themselves Aaron Jeffrey. And they sang this wonderful song called "He Is," and it goes through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and speaks of how that book refers to the Son of the Living God, Jesus of Nazareth. And I will simply pray that song as a prayer, as often as the Lord gives it to me to pray, that it will become fulfilled and will enter into the world, not just the United States, but the whole world, into every household, every hall of government, everywhere, and become the light of truth and show the truth of the light. And that is the end of this report, verbally speaking.